When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, Kayvon, how are you?
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Very good. Thank you. How much, you know, your rookie year could go so many different ways. You had a little break now. How much do you feel maybe energized by the fact that, unlike a lot of Giants rookies in years past, you are squarely in a playoff chase right here with a huge game coming up? Sometimes you hear about rookie, oh, you hit the wall, you're playing for, you know, long season. This is all right in front of you. How energizing is that for you?
It's definitely exciting. You know, Dave's talked to us today, and he kind of gave us that idea that, you know, the beginning of the season starts now, right? So everything we've done has put us in position to you know, go for it all. So we can't, you know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves, but we do, you know, it is a big task at hand that we have.
Does it help with aches and pains and with mental fatigue and things like that to know you're pushing for something really important?
Definitely, you know, and even not even just, you know, the playoffs and that, but just the idea of having those mentors like Michael Strahan and Carl Banks in the building to you know, kind of even Jesse Armstead, just to give you those insights of like, this is, you know, with the biggest guy step up, right? So it kind of gives you that extra thing to play for. Extra motivation, yeah.
Yep.
Neil Best.
Speaking of mentors, when we were talking to Leonard last week, he talked about wanting to take an even more active role and kind of, you know, giving you advice and just kind of helping you get through this, the long grind of, you know, your first NFL season. What has he been like for you?
Yeah, you know, he's been great. Just, you know, like a big brother, and not just on the field, but off the field, and helping me, you know, just get that routine and get everything in order so that I'm able to play and still, you know, available at the end of the season.
It seemed like Thursday you had, you know, at least from afar, you know, a very active game. You had a big impact. How did that game feel to you in terms of your contribution?
It felt really good. I do feel like I had one of my better games. I still got a lot to grow from. Still some rushes I left out there that I want back. But, yeah, I definitely do feel like I've been growing in the right direction.
Please raise your hand if you have a question for Kayvon. Patty?
Hey, Kayvon, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good, thank you. Kayvon, you know, a lot of times people say that speed of the game can trip up a rookie, that this can trip up a rookie. What has been the hardest adjustment, if you will, for you in your rookie season, and where do you feel you're at as the season has progressed?
I feel like, you know, I've made a lot of big gains because I was kind of thrown into a position of leadership, and not necessarily like vocal leadership, but as far as like play calling, you know, just situations and being on the field and having to take on, you know, like a big role on the field. So that it was kind of a slow start for me, just really kind of learning those ins and outs and like you say, the game getting faster. But now I feel like I've been able to put a lot of it together, and now I've been able, you know, with that last game, really put it together and play fast. And I honestly feel like that was my fastest game.
Now, I know you're not one to make excuses, but you did have the knee injury in the start of the year, which I have to believe kind of slowed you down a little bit. I mean, is that fair to say?
I mean, definitely, you know, when you are, you know, a rookie coming in, I guess there's not I don't have an understanding of what's ahead. You know, it's all new to me. So I would definitely say that, you know, after that, I was able to really accelerate my learning and figure out the things I needed to while, you know, I wasn't on the field.
Thank you.
Tom Rock.
Kayvon, the Giants just announced that Aziz is going to be designated to return from IR. What you guys haven't, you guys were supposed to be the two bookends. You haven't really been on the field much together so far this year. What is having him back going to mean to you and to this defense?
It's definitely exciting. You know, he's a great player, and we have meetings, and, you know, we're in practice every day together. So having him back out there is definitely going to be, you know, a one up for the D-line, for the pass rush, and, you know, for the team. So I'm excited to see him, you know, really let it loose.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Kevin, how badly, you guys talk about how it's not all about sacks, but is there a part of you in these last six games that would like to see, A, yourself, and B, the team pump up that number maybe cause negative plays?
If I could rack up 100 sacks in this next six games, I'd buy them, you know, but sadly, that's not how the game is played. And I think, you know, it's a test to our play calling. You know, I would say there's a great feel, right, for teams and how we play defense, right? So I would say it's not necessarily a lack on us as players, you know, not having that many sacks, but it's a plus to our defense, right, because teams are scheming it. They're getting the ball out. Obviously, we lost the last two games, so there are some adjustments we got to make up front within the, you know, us as players. But just as far as scheme-wise, I feel like, you know, we've been making a lot of plays. You know, we've been making the plays that we're allowed to make, you know, given the scheme and everything that, you know, goes into a game.
Do you feel like Aziz can help that part?
Yeah, he's a guy who can win on any given snap. So that's definitely going to continue to affect the quarterback and, you know, put pressure on him.
Thank you.
We'll take two more. Bruce Beck.
Hey, Kayvon, what do you think the key is here just to get back in the win column for your team?
Just to continue to, you know, I think, you know, harping on the game plan, get everybody healthy and play for 60 minutes. I feel like that's the only place we kind of took hits. You know, that last game we weren't able to really finish it, you know, play for all 60 minutes and hold up on the back end. So now that, you know, we have a new fresh week, we just got to make sure we stick to our fundamentals and play for 60 minutes.
Has the team lost any confidence or mojo in your mind?
No, I don't think our swagger is gone. I don't think anything, you know, about who we are and our character is gone. I just feel like, you know, it's going to take more confidence for a lot of guys who have to step up and take on these bigger roles.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Kayvon. When you look at what you guys have been able to do consistency-wise throughout the year to this point, can you remain consistent but also crank up the urgency, knowing that what lies ahead right now is going to really determine how this team is viewed this season?
Yeah, you know, December football is the most important football. So now that we're here, we definitely have to crank up the intensity, crank up the sense of urgency. But, yeah, again, it's not getting too ahead of ourselves. I think it's just everybody doing their job to a high level, right, and playing for the guy next to them. And I feel like we'll come out with the outcome we want.
Last one here, Ian O'Connor.
Yeah, Kayvon, I was curious, what is the best part so far of playing for Brian Daboll? Is there anything about his approach as a head coach that has surprised you at all?
No, I think, you know, he's done everything that, you know, for the players, by the players, and I think he's just a great coach. You know, I think he's been putting it together. To me, he's probably, again, I've only had one NFL coach, but he's the greatest I've had so far. And you know, yeah, I love playing for him, and I feel like, you know, there wouldn't have been any better organization or staff, you know, back office that was put together than Joe and Dave's.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. federally insured by NCUA.